You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. If we look a little further into the future, by the year 2030, nearly a third of people living in San Francisco will be 60 years old or older. That's according to a recent study by the city's Department of Aging and Adult Services. It also found nearly a third of seniors are living alone. San Francisco resident Brittany Baer founded the nonprofit My Life, My Stories to help engage this growing population of seniors. Through a network of partnerships, she's preserving their voices and building an archive of oral histories as diverse as San Francisco's senior community. Brittany joined me in studio to talk about the project.
I just Googled nursing homes in San Francisco. I don't have a car. I was going on foot. I didn't have a business card. I was like very unofficial at this point. And I was like, hey, I have this idea. You know, I'd love to like meet with some of your residents who might not have family or friends regularly visiting. I got a lot of skepticism, not only from seniors themselves, but also the directors or activities directors of these nursing homes. Like, why is some stranger coming in wanting to know about these random people?
Without a business card.
Yeah, I got a business card. I have a business card now because after a senior, I was soliciting. You know, I would get the permission of the activities director to kind of, recruit seniors who may want to participate. And I've gotten it's a surprising challenge to find the right people who would be interested in doing this. Mm-hmm. So I was at one of the bigger nursing homes here, independent living facilities, and we put a newsletter out. No one responded. And so I got the permission to kind of just walk around and visit, you know, the common areas or the kitchen. And I explained the process of what we do, which is we transcribe your stories, edit them, and put them into memoirs, like hard copy memoirs, which you can give to your friends or family to share, pass along, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. It's just for free.
Do you tell them your story?
I tell them, like, why I'm doing this.
Right.
Yeah. And this one particular woman, I, like, came up to her in the kitchen or something, and she was eating alone. And after I explained to her what I did and I want to help or, you know, get to know her, she's like, well, I don't have anyone to give these stories to. What would I do with these books? And I can't remember what I said, but that was really upsetting to me. And I just realized that there's a lot of lonely people out there. And this might be just one small way I can help affect, you know, the life of someone who doesn't have any visitors or doesn't speak to anyone during the day. So there's like a two-pronged like mission, I guess, is like it's preserving history, preserving your life, your family history, family memories, and then also providing some connection to someone you may not ever usually speak to. Mm-hmm. In return, like, I get to learn a lot about other people's lives, and it's been an amazing experience, and I want to continue growing.
So what do you want people who are not part of this project to get from it? What's the benefit there?
All I want for people to do with these stories that they may hear is to have an open mind and to maybe learn something new and to maybe question something about themselves.
Because what does that do? Why?
That hearing other perspectives, I've learned, allows you to understand what other people go through in life and to become more empathetic, which I think has helped me a lot. You never know what someone's backstory is and until you ask or listen. And so having an open mind will allow you to not judge as quickly, maybe not be as insensitive, because you never know what's going on. And it offers a different perspective. Hearing these stories offers a different perspective on maybe events that you might hear about or you know about. And I think that's a really amazing learning tool, is to hear a firsthand experience. For example, a few seniors that we've spoken to have talked about their experience of what it was like to live in San Francisco during the AIDS epidemic. Everyone knows that it was a horrific time for San Francisco. Many people died, and there were lots of loss and death. But this other woman, Karen, that you will hear from later, also spoke about that time in history in San Francisco as being the most loving and community-oriented time in their life, because everyone came together during such a hard time. And some of their memories that they've shared with us are some of the most heartfelt and inspirational stories that you would have never known, that, you know, outside of, okay, lots of people died.
The headlines.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so,
you kind of go beyond headlines in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Brittany Baer is the founder and executive director of My Life, My Stories. We'll let you know how to get involved in the project at kalw.org.